I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Bahrain was a major focus of Arab Spring protests in February and March. The crackdown there was swift and brutal. Today, an independent report on the violence in Bahrain was released. The report, commissioned by the country's king, ruled that authorities in Bahrain used excessive force to put down the protests. It also says at least 35 people died in the unrest and that many protesters were tortured. Here's Chief Investigator Sharif Bassiouni speaking through an interpreter.
Amongst the methods used was to blindfold them, to force them to stand for long periods of time, to whip them, to kick them, to hit them with hoses, rubber hoses, electrifying them and with metal and wooden rods and other methods, and to deprive them of sleep and to expose them to high temperatures and insults and threatening to rape them.
But Bassiouni also said these actions were not sanctioned by the government, and Bahrain's king responded to the report by promising to punish wrongdoers. Reem Khalifa is an independent Bahraini journalist. She's currently in New York. Several of her friends and colleagues in Bahrain were tortured and killed.
It is hard for me as a journalist when sometimes you put in a scene or in a situation to see people you used to talk with and interview with or talk to them, you know, and then all of a sudden you see them, you see their body. This is very hard.
So Reem, given your own experiences during the crackdown, tell me how you felt when you read this report. I mean, do you feel it accurately reflects what you saw?
Well, it's a very long report. I picked up the main points of it. I have to be honest, I will go through the report again and again. But I have to say, you can't just end up what happened in Bahrain by a report. And reading the king's speech as well, it reflects a positive a feedback when I read it today. All these elements that is mentioned and the feedback that came to, by the king himself and in the report as well, all signals that we have to, if we want really a stable society, a united society, then we have to accept the fact that change is coming, and we have to accept to perform change in the way that it suits Bahrainis, and not to forget that we should live in a place that respects human rights and free media. You can't have a free society without free media.
I mean, it sounds like what you're saying is that this report from this independent commission is a good start, but you want follow-up. And I'm just wondering, do you think that more democratic reform can realistically come soon to Bahrain?
Why not? I mean, we're living now in a time is different from, let's say, 10 years ago. I mean, you can't say democracy will happen like many Arab countries. They always say it's gradually it's going to happen. Now, I mean, they always excluded the Arab world. Why it can't happen? It happened in many parts of the world. Why it is exceptional in the Arab world? Why it is exceptional in the oil-rich countries? Time has changed.
Reem, as I said earlier, you're in New York City, where your husband, also a journalist, received an award from the Committee to Protect Journalists last night. I'm just wondering what the conversation in the room was at that gala as far as journalists in the Mideast right now, in the midst of, you know, this Arab Spring, as we call it. How much concern is there that journalists are also in the crosshairs? Was anybody talking about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the awardees, including my husband, were targeted. It was something that I will never forget as a Bahraini. And I have to say in this occasion that we can't really forget the people who sacrifice for Bahrain just because they were doing their job. They were trying to do their job and pass the thing that which they have to do it, you know. And they can't be punished because they were doing their job. But what happened in Bahrain, you were punished. You were punished because you were trying to say and pass the facts, and you were doing your job, whether you're a journalist, doctors, lawyer, just name it.
Bahraini independent journalist Reem Khalifa. Thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.